What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. You can, of course, check him out weekday afternoons with Sirius XM Blitz on the Sirius XM NFL radio channel. He is Bruce Murray. Bruce, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Happy to be here. How you doing?
Doing really well. So you and John Kuhn were up there at Packers training camp practice, and you're obviously going around the National Football League checking out the different sites and practices. Your thoughts on how Green Bay does their training camp practices with the fans and all of that?
Well, I think it's by far the most interesting place to visit. It's so intimate with the fans. You know, the Hudson Center and the little field that's behind it, and, you know, obviously all the fans coming in with the bicycles. It's just different than any other place, and it's different also because of the venue that they play in, which is right across the street. You know, they're all different, and they're all somewhat unique, and I apologize for the road traffic because I'm waiting for an Uber to go to Minnesota so we can do the Vikings tomorrow, but it's such a great, intimate environment, and it's just fun to come here every year.
Don't worry, I'm at the Wisconsin State Fair with bands blaring in my ears, so I can't even hear any traffic on your side. I'm just trying to make you out. Okay, so let's talk about Jordan Love. Your thoughts on him? I mean, we've seen him at family night this last weekend. Now, maybe not. We'll get to see him against the Jets coming up this weekend. I think people are looking for improvement from Jordan Love. And earlier in the camp, that deep ball was looking awfully pretty from Jordan Love. Didn't look as good at family night. How did it look today?
Well, you know, practice was actually, I don't want to say a little slow today. It does seem like we're getting to that time in camp where it's becoming the grind. I think, what is this, day 11 or day 12 and, you know, eighth day in pads. You know, a little sluggish at times, and I think that may have been a little frustrating to the head coach. But, you know, we sat with Love for a while, and, you know, he recognizes what's at stake. He recognizes the expectations. I think more importantly than the physical traits that he has, because we know he throws the football well, is he talked about where he is with the mental part of the game and how comfortable he is now at the line of scrimmage and how the game is slowing down. You know, I think people think, all right, you're in year five, you must be there already. You're not. It always gets better in that part of the game. And I think as that improves, when the game does pick up, when you're playing the really good football teams, you're better prepared to handle some of the critical situations. I think that's where you're going to see the most improvement from Jordan Love this year.
When you talk about this division, Bruce, and you talk about the coaches at the other spots and what each are dealing with, Detroit, they lose their coordinators. Minnesota's playing with an inexperienced quarterback in McCarthy. Obviously, we know about Ben Johnson being a wizard offensively, but Caleb Williams struggles early on. You assume those will get worked out. This coaching staff probably is in the best position right now of the other coaching staffs in the league.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, look, listen, we know what Detroit's going through, obviously, as they transition out of two coordinators. Now, Philadelphia went through that, didn't seem to get in their way of success. But, you know, Hackett's part of this team now with a different perspective, coaching as a defensive assistant. You've got continuity on the offensive side of the football. I think they're in great shape. I mean, this roster did not take a lot of hits in the offseason. I think they were subtle in their additions, obviously, with Hobbs, who's going to deal with the injury until the start of the regular season. But the offensive line is going to be better. I think there's a lot of depth up front. I think this team, both from a coaching standpoint and a player standpoint, is well positioned to improve on last year, which, as you said, they got to get better because they didn't beat great football teams last year.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Last year.
SiriusXM NFL Radio's Bruce Murray. He was at Packers camp earlier today, and he's hosting the Green Bay episode of the channel's NFL Camp Tour Series. You can hear that show, which Bruce hosts along with former Packers fullback John Kuhn, on demand on the SiriusXM app. And you can hear Bruce throughout the year hosting the SiriusXM Blitz weekday afternoons on SiriusXM channel 88. There's a lot of focus on this Packers defense. You know, they gave Rashawn Gary all that money a couple of years ago. Rashawn Gary's never cracked double digits in sacks. And then there was hope that maybe they'd find somebody to go along with him this offseason. They didn't. Instead, putting all their eggs in the basket, it's seemingly of Lucas Van Ness. What do you think of the front four or so of the Detroit of the Packers going into this season?
Well, you've hit on something that we talked about today at camp, and I think I've talked about a lot on my show, and that's that this is a team, despite a huge investment on defense, there are first-rounders all over the place. You mentioned a couple of them. I don't know that there's a guy that you say, we've got a game plan and offense around. You know, Xavier McKinney was an all-pro last year, but nobody plans to offset a safety. He just was a great addition last year. They don't have that guy. This team needs to play great defense collectively. There's no T.J. Watt. There's no Myles Garrett. You know, they were hoping that could be one of those guys that you mentioned. I don't think that's going to happen here. So it's a solid defense that's not sprinkled with superstars or perennial Pro Bowlers, but it can still be very good. But I think there's no mistaking the fact that they don't have that guy that you plan around when you get ready for Sundays.
Jaire Alexander was a big part of this defense as well. He's now in Baltimore after he couldn't stay healthy in Green Bay. The Packers go sign Hobbs from the Raiders. He promptly gets hurt and has to have surgery yesterday and is not going to miss 4 weeks, it looks like. What do you think of that Packers secondary as we sit here today?
Well, Hobbs is obviously a big question mark because that was a big offseason acquisition. He does have arthroscopic surgery over the weekend. They're hopeful that he's available for the start of the season. But as you know, look, it's a long season. If it's not week one, then early in the season he'll be available. But, you know, that is an area that they have to prove that they can survive without Jaire, who, you know, obviously you're not surviving without him because he wasn't there for most of the season, each of the last two. And I know that, you know, Brian Gutekunst, you know, the idea behind it was that expensive investment for a guy that had limited play. But there were other issues as well. You know, I think to some extent it's easy to move on from that guy who may not have been the best in the locker room, but there's no question. You know, you're going to be, you know, you got young guys taking reps right now in training camp. They need Hobbs to come back. They need him to be healthy, or I'd be a little concerned with that group.
Sirius XM NFL's Bruce Murray joins us. Follow him on Twitter at Bruce Murray NFL. One last one for you. Where do you see the Packers lining up in the NFC right now as we sit here today?
Well, that too. It's interesting because when you're with the team, and you know this because you focus on them every weekend. In a vacuum, it's a really good football team. Their offensive line has guys that have started a lot of games. Josh Jacobs is terrific. It's a deep wide receiver room. Tucker Kraft could be, you know, a tight end that we're talking about as one of the better in the league as he continues to get better. But as I say to John Kuhn today, you know, those other teams in the division and in the NFC have something to say about it. Detroit's really good. Minnesota, even with the J.J. McCarthy experiment, I think is going to be good with that defense. I think Chicago's improving. Philadelphia is good. We know about the teams out west. San Francisco should rebound. The Rams are good. I think they're in that small group of teams that we expect to be one of those final seven, but those other teams are going to have something to say about it. I still think this team has a chance to compete for a division title. I know Detroit right now is the best talent, but it's hard to duplicate what they accomplished last year. But the one thing we need to see them do, and you know this from watching them last year, they beat the Rams when the Rams were banged up. I think they played without their wide receivers. They've got to prove they can go out and beat a Philadelphia or a Detroit or Minnesota, the teams that they struggled with in their division. I think they're prepared to do that. I'm a little hesitant to say they're at the top of that division right now, but I still think they're one of the teams that's going to be in the team picture when we're talking about those extra games in January.
Does that division get three teams in the playoffs?
I think it does. And listen, I'm not in a big minority. I think people are divided on this one. I think Chicago's going to be a much better team this year. Not just because of Ben Johnson, but I think everybody's critical of Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams had a very good second half of the season. He went out and played every game. His numbers got better. I think he's going to be better coached this year. I think he's going to be better protected this year. He got sacked, 68 times, I think, is the number, and he showed up every Sunday. I think they're going to win their share of football games. I do think three go, but those wins are going to be a little tougher to come by this year.
Bruce, next year when you do this training camp tour again, because I'm sure you're going to do it again next year, you need to give yourself a day off. Come down here to the Wisconsin State Fair and check this out, man. And, like, it is amazing, especially if you like, you know, unhealthy food and so forth, but it's delicious. Like, this is the place to be, Bruce. I'm telling you.
Listen, you have no idea how appealing that invitation actually is. I love those things. I love a day of terrible food, not terrible food, really good food. That's terrible for you.
Yes.
If I had the extra time, I would actually take you up on that. I'm on the way to the airport, going to Minnesota from here. But if that's an outstanding invitation, one day,
yes,
you may be surprised to find me there.
Yes, we're here. So come on out, hang out. Love to see you out here. Bruce, has safe travels to Minnesota, man. Thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Hey, great to be here. Anytime.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.